Okay, so I'm gonna invite everyone to close their eyes right now. And just let's all take a nice deep breath in. And as we said, today's focus is on self-love. So let's everybody take another deep breath in. And exhale. And take another deep breath in. And exhale. And I would invite you all to sit with your palms up. You have incredible chakras in the... they can be on your lap. You don't have to hold them up. Just on your lap. You can keep it on your palm. I would feel whatever feels right. Keep it in your right palm. Keep it in your left palm. Sit in front of you. Whatever you'd like. But the reason why I talk about keeping the palms up is because quite often it's the first place that you'll start to feel yourself as energy. You'll feel a little tingling or weight in your palms. And when your palms are up, you're in receiving mode. You're very much in receiving mode. So what I'd like everyone to do is, just as you're breathing in right now, just picture yourself calling back any energy that you may have had scattered out in the day. In each breath in, just feel that energy being pulled back to you. And as you exhale, feel yourself releasing anybody's energy that you may have taken on during the day, whether at work or driving in your car. And again, breathing in, calling all of your energy back to you. And breathing out, releasing any energy that's not yours, that's not for your highest good. And you can just do this with your own intention. You don't have to think about what you're doing. Just put the intention there. So what I'd like you to do is picture at the base of your spine is a grounding cord. And this grounding cord is going all the way deep into the center of the earth. And as you feel at the base of your spine where this grounding cord starts, I want you to cut off this grounding cord and watch as an even bigger, thicker grounding cord forms and goes all the way down through the floor, all the way down into the center of Mother Earth, into Gaia. Feel yourself being connected. Feel that energy from the earth coming back up through this grounding cord, coming up through your spine, and feel as it goes into your central nervous system, just emanating throughout your whole body, feeling this incredible grounded feeling, this connection. What I'd like you to do is picture a spinning disc above your head. And watch as the spinning disc is now opening up like two French doors to the heavens. And then above this disc, picture a beautiful golden ball of light. And this ball of light is literally raining down gossamer strands of light throughout your body. This light is, golden light is about a foot above your head. And this beautiful white golden light you feel now coming down in through your open crown chakra. And feel as this light is now coming down through the top of your head, and you feel it coming into your brain. And as it does, you feel your thoughts relaxing just a little bit more. If any thoughts come into your head, just put them in a balloon, let them float away, and come back to the meditation. It's quite all right. We all have thoughts that come in during meditation, and we can easily let them go. So as you picture this light coming down further, these beautiful golden gossamer strands of light coming down from source energy, God, universe, and feel as they come down around the front of your face. And as they come down through the front of your face, you feel your eyes just kind of sit back in their sockets a little bit more. And as this light continues down the front of your face, down through your nose, down around your jaw, you feel your jaw loosen up a little bit. You feel your tongue maybe come off the roof of your mouth. You feel your whole face relaxing, and as this light continues down now through the back of your head, and comes down the back of your neck, and you feel the muscles in the back of your neck relaxing a little bit more. As these beautiful gossamer strands of light raining like a waterfall in the body come down through your neck, and you feel all of your neck muscles relaxing, and down through your shoulders, and you feel that light now coming down your arms, and as it courses through your elbows and goes down into your forearms, and you feel this light coming down into the palm of your hands, and feel this light now swirling around in the palms of your hands, feeling, connecting with that energy. That's your own energy. And see if you can feel if your palms might tingle a little bit, or you'll feel a warmth or a weight there. And as this light continues, and feel it just shoot out the tips of your fingertips. And then watch as this light now continues down through your body, through your chest, as you feel it just kind of raining down like a waterfall or a shower just coming down across your chest, in through your lungs, down into your heart center. And you feel this light going even deeper. And you feel this light going down into your belly. And you feel it going through all of your lungs and your organs and your kidneys and your liver. And you feel that light coming down the back of your body, coming down your upper back, coming down into your middle back and your lower back. And you feel all those muscles relaxing and releasing. You feel all that tension just kind of melting away. As this beautiful golden light continues down through your stomach, you feel it going down now into your intestines, into your reproductive system. And you feel that beautiful golden light coming down into your hips, coming down around your buttocks, these beautiful gossamer strands of light, this beautiful golden white energy, cleansing, coming from source energy, just cleansing your entire body. And you feel that light now going further down, down into your legs, coming down your thighs, and you feel those muscles in your thighs relaxing even more. And as you feel that light going down even further, going down to your knees, you feel your joints loosen up. And that light goes down now through your calves and into your heels. And you feel that light now going down into the sole of your foot and down into the ball of your foot. And you feel that light now shooting out through your toes. And I really, really want you to feel this light, this divine light. This is a soul light that is now filling up every single cell in your body. This light is coming down, this beautiful divine light is cleansing all past energies from your body. Any experiences you had, any energy that you have been holding in your body is now being completely cleansed by this light running down through your system. And as this light radiates through your body, feel it as it radiates through your emotions. Feel it going through all the energy systems in your body. And what I'd like you to do now is picture yourself in a beautiful meadow or in a beach, someplace that's really special for you, that's your space. And I want you to get in touch with what it feels like there. What are the smells that you smell around there? What does it look like? Are there flowers around? Is there water? Is there sand? Is there grass? What does the air smell like? What does the air feel like on your skin? And this place is filled with this beautiful divine light that you've brought with you there. And then watch as a master, your master, your guide, comes to join you in this place. And watch and notice what they look like as they're coming and approaching you, this guide, this master. Notice what they're wearing. Is it a person? Or is it just a light? It may just be a light being. Does it take on a figure? Is it male or is it female? Notice the energy coming from this master as they come here to work with you and help you connect with your soul self, with that part of you that is so divine and so full of love. And as this master comes and works with you, they are showing you this divine light that is surrounding you. This beautiful light that is now not just coming from above you, but is now all around you, creating a bubble of light around you. This is your own soul light. This light is penetrating your body right into your DNA. So I want you to now, as this master is working with you, holding this light around you, picture your DNA. Go all the way into your body and picture your DNA, a strand of DNA. And picture a point in that DNA that is just the brightest light that you have ever seen in your life. It is lighting up your entire body from within. And it is multiplying and multiplying. This light is multiplying throughout your DNA, changing your cellular structure so that every single molecule in your body is now filled with this divine light. And seeing it glowing so bright, it's almost blinding you. And let that light expand. Let it expand into your thoughts. And feel that light as it continues to expand into your thoughts. I want you to now put your attention on your brain. And as you put your attention on your brain, I want you to picture a door opening up into your third eye, right through your forehead. And picture yourself opening this door to your thoughts, to your brain, and notice, what does it look like in there? Are you in a room? Is it dark or is it bright? Are there windows in there? What are the colors of the walls? Is there furniture in the room? And I want you to really walk in and notice all of the colors around you. And then put your attention now on the back of your head and neck. I know we've talked about this before, but what I want you to picture is an opening at the back of your head and neck. And this opening is now allowing light and air to flow through, going from that door open in your third eye, flowing all the way out through the back of your neck, opening this flow of energy and this flow of light in space. And allow this room, your brain, your thoughts, to be filled with this most amazing pink color of light. Feel as your mind, as your thoughts, as this space, as this room is now filled with this beautiful pink light just like the light in the quartz crystal that you're holding or that's sitting in front of you. And let this beautiful pink light fill up your entire being. This light of love. And just let that room clear out. If the room was dark, see how light it is now. If the room was a little musty, see how clear it is now with this beautiful pink light of love flowing through your brain. And then feel as that light now courses down through your entire body. And as this light is centered in your head, feel this pink light filling up your thoughts about yourself. This light is now filling up your thoughts, this beautiful pink light. These are the thoughts about yourself. What do you think about yourself? Go into all those thoughts that you have about yourself, but feel them now as they are now glowing with this beautiful pink light of love. Filling up that spacious room of your thoughts, of your mind, with this beautiful pink light of love. And then quite often we can get lost in that connection. So what I'd like you to do is then picture a gold bridge, bridging the space between your right and left hemisphere of your brain. Because sometimes we get lost in our creative and sometimes we get lost in our analytical. But I want you to feel that there's now a golden bridge, a beautiful glowing golden bridge between the right and the left side of the brain, so that your thoughts can flow easily and effortlessly between them. When you get analytical, you can easily go back to the creative side. When you get lost in the creative, you can come back and ground yourself into earth. So now as you're feeling this beautiful light and love all around you and to your thoughts, know that you are literally evolving your thoughts with this light. You are making changes to the synaptic connections in your brain. You are making changes to the cellular structure in your body just by imagining it. You can imagine it and it will happen. The mind doesn't know the difference between the imagination and what is real. What we imagine, we create. So we are literally adding light and love to our thoughts about ourselves. We are incredible beings. We would not be here if we weren't. We are pure love. We were born into this world as pure love. And we get to tap into that pure love and light at any time. So really feel that as the master is now working with you, filling your mind and your heart up even more with this incredible love for yourself. Listen to your inner dialogue. See how it changes as you picture your thoughts basking in that pink light. And new thoughts are birthed in this big, beautiful room of thought that you have. So what I'd like you to do right now is to think about a limited thought you may have had about yourself. Some kind of limiting belief that you may have had. As I've mentioned before, for me it was about my body image. And now to that thought, add that light. Picture that pink light all around that thought and literally see how that changes for you. And as you add light to that thought, you can also think about these thoughts that we say to ourselves, these limiting beliefs that we say to ourselves. What would we say if a friend said that about themselves? What would we tell them? What would I say to one of my friends if they thought that, oh, I'm too heavy to wear this dress? If it was our best friend, what would we say? We'd say they're crazy, that they're beautiful, because we see their inner light, we see their inner beauty, we see how that shines out. But we get so hard on ourselves instead. So it is so important when we have these limiting beliefs about ourselves that we think about adding this beautiful rose-colored light to those thoughts and filling our minds up with this self-love, with this light of love. You can give yourself all the love that you need. You have everything you need to give to yourself. We are directly connected to source energy, to all that is. We have everything we need. And I can tell you right now, really, our guides are with us. God, source energy, universe loves us so much and just wants us to love ourselves as much as our guides and our soul light does. We can tap into that at any time. At any time. So I want you to put this energy of love, this beautiful pink light, into the heart crystal, remembering this feeling, remembering these feelings of love, remembering these feelings of who we really are, changing our inner dialogue forever. Changes have been made tonight. Really incredible changes. So, what I'd like you to do right now is thank the Master for joining you and showing you your light and showing you how amazing you are. Thank your guide. And still basking in this beautiful bubble of light, this beautiful pink bubble of light. I want you to slowly come back into the room that we're sitting in, but holding on to that energy, feeling that light for ourselves, feeling that pink light in our thoughts, coming back a little bit more, just taking a deep breath in, and taking a deep breath in, and maybe wiggling our fingers and toes a little bit. And taking a deep breath in again. And exhaling. And then taking another deep breath in. And exhaling. And we're not quite done yet. So, what I'd like us to do while we're in this state and holding on to our crystal. I don't know if some of you are familiar with the process of Ho'oponopono. It's not important for me to get into the history of it, but it is a beautiful process of four phrases that usually, quite often, when someone's having conflict with another, we say these phrases, picturing them and saying them to them, to someone else. But what I'd like for all of you to do now is. Clearly, we have mirrors around this house, and there are a couple of mirrors on the table. What I'd like you to do is put yourself in a place where you can see a reflection of yourself. There's mirrors over here, over there, over there. There are a couple of little mirrors right there on the table that I have set out. So what I want you to do is really look in the mirror and just outside of anybody else around, just look, and I want you to look in the mirror and again, there are four phrases going to Ho'oponopono. And as you're looking in the mirror, I want you to say first, I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Again, I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. And what I'd like you to do is go back to a time in your childhood. It doesn't matter, it'll probably, the year will come to you, you don't even have to know. But I want you to go to somewhere between your newborn and five-year-old. Same thing, looking in the mirror, but in that space of your five-year-old. Newborn to five, some in that time. I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Now going to your 5 to 10 year old, picturing that little child, telling them, I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Now taking your 10 to 15 year old, early teens that were tough. We were tough on ourselves. I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I know going to your late teens. I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. And our adulthood. Again, we're so hard on ourselves. We're so amazing. I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love me. Take a deep breath in. Holding in that space. Take another deep breath in. And holding in that space. Let's all collectively take one more deep breath in. And let go. And the reason why we go into the I'm sorry and forgive me to ourselves when we say Ho'oponopono is because we want to release whatever energy we've been holding in. So we're saying, forgive me for holding in any of this energy. I release it. I'm sorry. I love you. And when you release that, it releases from the body. It releases the energy from our body. But we've gone, I was sitting in the pyramid when this came to me, and I just sat there looking in that mirror there, and I just had tears streaming down my face because I just finally felt so in touch with myself. And I was sorry that I'd been so hard on myself, so critical of myself for all this time. So this is your reminder. Picture, put that pink light in your thoughts. You have a limiting belief that comes up, and I'm going to do it every time I get dressed and I'm trying to find clothes in my closet that fit me. No, I love me. I love my body. I love what I'm becoming. And I'm sorry for even beginning to think that I was anything less than at any time in my life. And I'm going to put that thought in a huge pink bubble of light. It changes. It changes when you picture the light around your thoughts, the light around any energy, your light. It changes that thought. It changes that process. And here's the beauty. Here's the real kicker, amazing thing of it all. When we're in that light and we're picturing this huge bubble of light around us and we're just feeling our power and our love for ourselves, that's when we can invite someone else to come in and join us. Someone that we know that may be in pain, or someone that we know that might be suffering, or someone we love and we just want them to feel as good as we do. You can invite your cat in. You can invite your dog in. Invite anybody. People. I swear to God, last night I was going to sleep. I put a bubble of light around the entire world. I rarely do that. I just felt it. I was so vibrating. Because I couldn't sleep last night. I kept going through what I wanted to feel with you guys today. And it was so tremendous. I was up till 5 o'clock in the morning with a huge bubble of light around all of us, this house. Then it went to the whole planet, and I've never done that before. So that's the energy that you guys helped me create here. So I'm so grateful to all of you. I love you all so much. There's so much love in this room. I feel it. It's beautiful. So invite you all to stay in this space forever. Forever. And that's why I gave you a little reminder.